Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Wow, and welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's a wonderful Wednesday night right here in Central Florida, and we're going to have a really good show tonight, aren't we?
We are. We're peppy and ready to go.
We're peppy and happy and ready to go. Oh, okay.
No.
Suddenly I felt like I was doing
no,
a
peppy.
Commercial.
End of story.
Okay, all right. Well, we're... So I can say peppy?
You can say peppy. It has been beautiful, beautiful weather
here in
Central
Florida. Oh, my
God.
The weather's been incredible, and I'm loving it so much, and I'm so happy. I mean, it did get kind of crazy, wild, stormy yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. That was insane, wasn't it?
That was crazy. Like, I really – I drove down a road that where we had a storm there last year that was equally as bad, and an alligator – the water rose so high, the alligator went over the fence and was walking across Route 434.
That is too funny.
Yeah, and it was quite the sight, because you don't usually see that here.
Can you imagine seeing an alligator in all this traffic?
Yes, I can, and everybody was stopped, and I'm like, I'm not stopping, that's an alligator.
Did you take a picture?
No, because I was doing like 45, and, you know, and there were everyone was pulling over and stopping, and I was like, it was on the median at that point.
Oh, wow.
And he was heading towards my direction, I'm thinking... Number one, I don't want to stop. Number two, I don't want to get hit. Number three, it's an alligator. So I just kept going, and I was like, wow. And my daughter was with me, and she's like, oh, that was creepy. What if it crawled in the car? What if it? I'm like, okay, alligators are not, they're not like, you know.
That would be bizarre, climbing up a car.
Let me I got my toolkit here, my alligator purse, and I'm going to open this up. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, no. But it was kind of cool.
And only here in Florida are you going to see alligators walking across the road.
Only here in Florida, the land of nearly deads and newlyweds. No, that's not true.
That is an old saying.
That is an old saying.
This is now the land of all the very young, hip people.
And this is why we live here. As a matter of fact, we both joined the same gym.
We did.
And the guy actually said to us, because he wasn't a very nice person, by the way. We're not going to go into detail on that. But he wasn't terribly, I mean, he was really harsh. He's like,
he was not too encouraging. Well, 70% of this is diet.
Yes.
I'm thinking, okay, if 70% is diet and we're coming to your gym, that's not exactly what you should be saying.
Yeah, we're like, we want to lose weight and get in shape. And he goes, well, 70% is diet. And it really comes down to, what do you say, control or something?
He lost me after the whole diet conversation.
Yeah, actually, he said diet. We're like, yeah, well, screw that. No, so then he's talking and he's like, you know, and then he looks at our ages and he goes, huh. Either one of you look your age. You must be doing something right. And I was like,
yeah,
well,
thanks.
You? Thank you so much, Mr. Pop-a-Lot. I mean, I had other names for
he
him.
He had a like, belly, okay?
Okay. No, I don't know if you noticed. Every time he explained a floor exercise, I'm like, can you show me? And he started sweating. Did you notice when
he was sweating.
He was sweating. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't remember how to do this. Can you show me? Especially when he was showing me how to do bridges during stretching.
Oh, and those are hard.
Those are hard, and I'm like, yeah, I know, I kind of remember, but could you show me?
And he didn't even have a mat. He was just laying on that dirty floor.
I know, and I thought to myself, okay, now I'm just plain old mean. But he was being so arrogant and
uppity. He's used to young people coming in there. They're already in shape, okay? What
right.
more do you need to do?
And we came in and we're like, we want to lose weight and get in shape, but we don't want to hurt ourselves and we don't want to try too hard.
Right.
We want to, yeah. And
we want it to be fun.
We want it to be fun. And he didn't understand the fun concept of it, apparently.
Well, he's this power lifter or whatever.
He's actually, yes, he is a power lifter. And I'm sure he's a very nice boy when he's not being the Jim Hitler. So, or Jim Nazi. We'll call him Jim Nazi.
Jim Nazi,
that's
yeah, that's
Jim
fitting.
Nazi. Anyway, so that was a good thing. And we have a good, great weekend coming up because we're heading back out to Stetson and some great stuff and Blue Springs State Park. And
Easter.
Easter is this weekend. We're going to your daughter-in-law's birthday party. And
mm-hmm.
both our families are getting together. We're going to do Easter brunch. It's going to be
a lot of fun.
It's going to be good
fun and adventure.
Yes, it really is. It's going to be a good time.
And you can come to our house and play with the ferret.
Oh, gosh, I just realized I have an appointment. Yeah. And after this weekend, I'll still be doing calls, but I'll be taking them from Miami because I'll be going to the Hay House thing that's going on down there. So that'll be kind of good. But I'll still be taking calls. They just get forwarded to my hotel room. You guys don't know it. You never know where I am half the time. People have no idea where I am. They think I'm sitting like...
Apparently, I don't have any idea where you are either.
I know. See, there you go. So one of the things we're going to talk about tonight... We're going to talk about a couple of quick things, and we're going to go ahead and do some readings, because let's face it, what do
readings,
people
readings,
want?
Readings. So you're going to do readings for three people at one time?
I do say things in three, don't I?
You do.
Ever
so maybe you should read three people at the same time.
Wouldn't that be cool? They would be really confused, as would I. If you want to get a reading, give us a call at 323-679-0882. That's
323-679-0882.
Okay, cool. Now, before I start my first reading, one thing that I've been doing a lot of lately, well, I did a really cool past life regression today, which I've been doing for years, but if you ever want to get a past life regression, give me a call. I had the most awesome one today. It was so
I know,
good.
You told me about it, and I want mine done now.
I know. I can't do it now, but I do plan on doing
right
it
now.
For you. Past life regressions are fun, and people think they – I've had people say, well, don't you get bored doing them all the time? I'm like, no, because I'm getting to go on that journey with you, and it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a wonderful one today. It was really exciting, and it was very detail-oriented, and it was great. And I've had them like that before, but – it's always so much fun to go back and see what
it is. Go back in time.
So
awesome.
It was really cool. The other thing that we're doing, I'm doing, is if you send me a photo through the email, I'm doing what we call aura photos. So if you send me your photo, I will be able to not only take a photo of it and send it back to you with your aura colors, but also give you the meaning of your auras. And it's kind of important because – you know, auras are funny things. Like, a lot of people don't realize this, but aura photography gives you the ability to kind of photograph the energy signatures of people and all their different settings. And a lot of times when a person's aura is coming out, they always think, well, I'm a purple or a blue or a yellow or orange or green or black, whatever. But the truth is you often have lots of different aura colors at
uh-huh.
once. Most people don't have just one aura color. Most
See, and I didn't
not.
Know that. I assumed everyone had, like, a color.
Mm-mm, no, you have several different colors. And so if you pay close attention, if somebody does this, I charge $25 for it, and then send me your picture, email, and then what I do is I will then take a photo of your picture, show you where your auras are, and then explain your auras to you. But when you look at the sides of the body, you'll see where the colors come together and where they merge. And you could have up to, it's usually right along your chakra, which is kind of neat. So you can see where those emotional qualities of your chakras are often entering into your aura, you know, and it's really neat. So I love doing it. And Jessica, I actually took a picture of you, and I'm gonna actually read what
I want to see because I saw my colors.
Mm-hmm. You've got two bordering on three different colors. So I'm gonna do the first color that we have that comes around your head and kind of almost like a halo on you, and that's an orangey color.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a burnt orange, and that color represents the ability to be external. It represents ability, excitement, courage, productivity, achievement of goals, which is something you do at work every single day.
True.
You're very
mm-hmm.
focused on. It also in health concerns, it's always a good sign. So the orange color will indicate friendship, family, and social ability. And when orange is present in your aura, it's a good time to be active. It means that you've got your forward momentum going, so you want to take advantage of that and go out and kind of grab life, you know, by the ears and ride it.
Oh, okay.
You know? So that's kind of neat. But then you go down, and as you go down, you go more to a turquoise, and that comes down kind of the front end, the side of your body. Turquoise is a healing color. It represents health, teaching, nurturing, and a strong immune response. Now, you do have a very strong immune system, hands down. I think
mm-hmm.
you know that. And whenever we go to these meetups and stuff, you've been told you're a natural healer.
Yeah.
You've heard this many times.
Mm-hmm.
But that color, and as you can see this photo,
I can see that, yeah.
it's all over. And it indicates that you're focused on emotional or physical healing,
mm-hmm.
either within yourself or someone else. So
okay.
It could be either within yourself or someone else. And if that kind of interpretation doesn't fit for within yourself, in your current situation, it could show potential that's untapped. And in your case, there definitely is that. You know, because you've always had that kind of healing thing. But then as we kind of go down to your left hand there, you have a little bit of a, it's kind of a combination between I'm going to say green. It's more green. So it's green with a hint of blue, but I really feel like it's more green. It's got more green qualities. And again, you know, we're talking about the same colors we would see in someone's chakra.
Mm-hmm.
If you could see someone's chakra colors, seven main chakras, that's what it is. And so the green color represents the earth. It's associated with nature and material harmony. It indicates balanced growth. It also means when you see the green color that you can expect to have many different aspects of your life increase. It could be job, it could be finances, it could be relationship-wise. And this is all going to be accomplished with the needs of others normally, so that it won't be a single journey that you make.
Uh-huh.
So there might be somebody else involved in that with your success, or obviously when you meet, like, a great guy, something like that.
Hopefully there's somebody else involved in
that. Well, yeah, clearly. Hope. Otherwise, that blow-up doll man you have. And cooperation, involvement with others is also part of having that green aura. And they're saying that when you have a green aura, it means you're more in tune with cooperating and being involved with others and compromise, et cetera.
Okay.
Which very much, I think, fits
that
you.
That sounds like me, yeah.
And so those are the three main colors, and I will send you that picture.
Yeah,
if you'd
send
like,
me that.
Because I think it's just, like, really, really cool, you know. So there you go.
That's neat.
Isn't
that's
that
interesting.
Neat? Yeah, I thought you'd really get a kick out of that.
I always thought I would have blues and greens, because that's a color I love, not that.
Blues and greens.
Blues and greens, but the orange, I was surprised.
Well, and yeah, I know. It's amazing. So it's kind of neat. So if anyone ever wants to get their aura picture
done.
You
definitely should do it. It's fascinating.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. So there you go. All righty. Shall we go ahead and take our first reading?
I think you should.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that. Now, the first caller is calling from area code 587 with a prefix of 889. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can I help you?
Hi there. How are you?
Hi. What's your first name?
Barb.
I'm sorry, say again?
Barb?
Barb, okay. Hi, Barb. And what part of the country are you calling from?
In Canada.
Canada. Oh, Canada. Yeah. All right, great. Well, how can I help you, Barb?
Well, basically, I've been unemployed for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to work for a realtor, but that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been applying to so many different jobs that I've not gotten anything, and it's just really frustrating. Just bad.
So
there's no finances coming in.
The first thing that I'm seeing is that your ego and your self-esteem is taking a really big blow. Like, you are so beaten up and so knocked down right now that you really need some really good energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because that's what I'm feeling. Like, your energy is really. It's just you've been beaten up. And so a couple of things I wish I could do for you. Well, I'm going to do something I normally don't do. Let me just turn around and grab these because they're kind of heavy. Okay. I'm going to do a little bit of cleansing here. I'm going to do a chakra cleansing, a shorter one. I just want to feel. You won't be able to hear me ringing my bowls in a second here.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I want to feel something here. I want to check it out before I... Okay, so definitely we have your heart chakra and your throat chakra are under... They're not open. They're a little bit, I'm going to say, underactive. I want to work on those. So I'm going to work on that. Give me a second here. I want to pull out my F-bowl to start with. Here we go. Okay. Now as I do this, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more in through your nose, out through your mouth. Very good. Now we're going to do this again. Now we're going to do a little bit different toning here. Do this one a little bit longer. I'm going to do the outside rim. You can hear the toning. It's quite rich. I do this, I want you to release all the fears you have that your ability to communicate what you want and what you need and what you're able to do. There we go. I kind of feel as if one of your downfalls right now is because your self-esteem is lacking because you took such a hit that it's almost as if you're, when you go to communicate using what we call your throat chakra, you're not able to communicate as well as you'd like. Like you're just not buying it yourself these days. Do you know what I mean?
Was the last thing you said, unbinding
yourself? I said you're not really buying it yourself. So in other words, when you go on these interviews, you know what to say, you know how to say it, you know you can do the job, but because your self-esteem has taken such a shot, it's almost as if you're not buying what you're saying, so why would the interviewer buy what you're saying? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, I do.
Okay. So what I've just done is I've tried to open up your heart and your throat chakra, and that's kind of important, and try and release some of that, kind of that energy that you've had in there, that of fear. That's the only thing that's holding you back. If you were to pretend you were an actress and go on your next interview, which you will get, by the way, and pretend you're an actress that's super confident, if you go in there under that assumed character, I guarantee you'll get the job.
Okay.
Seriously.
Do you know what kind of job it would be?
I see something. I know you want to go back into real estate, but right now I see something in administrative area temporarily until you can move into the position you want. Do you want to stay in real estate?
I wouldn't mind, or even the mortgage part.
Yeah, well, and this is the thing. I kind of feel like there may be some banking opportunities for you in mortgage loan departments. And I feel like you'll go in one position, and then once you've put in your time, you'll get moved up to the other position, which I think is quite good, actually, because it gives you the opportunity to do what you want to do, but to learn as well and to get your feet wet and grow slowly. Not too slowly that it's too big of a financial burden on you, but slowly enough so that you no longer feel the fear that you're currently going through.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Alrighty. The other thing I want to ask you about, and this sounds so stupid, but the angels are asking me, so I'm going to ask you. What does a blankie have to do with anything?
I'm sorry?
Yep, you heard me. A blankie, like a blanket. Do you have a blankie that... Yeah. Do you have, like, a favorite blankie that you like to curl up with still that you don't like to admit to anybody about? Or are you associated with somebody who has a blankie? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I can't think of anyone.
And I doubt
that
you would admit it anyway. But the truth is, the angels are showing me that curling up with a blankie is a good thing right now. So it's okay for you to do that and to take comfort in that and to make yourself some tea and to anticipate positive things coming down the road, because they are going to be coming. And that blankie, you and I both know that you get comfort from your blanket. So curl up in it, drink some tea, enjoy it. Good positive opportunities are coming. You go to that next job interview saying, okay, I'm Barb, but I'm Barb the actress, and I'm going to super act how confident I am, because right now I'm not feeling as confident as I'd like. But if I pretend I'm an actress, I'm going to act my way through this interview. You will get that job, okay? Look to banking institutions and their mortgage loan department, okay?
Okay.
All right. Is that helpful to you?
Okay. Because out of kind of frustration stuff, I was gambling. Mm-hmm. There's no financing coming in, then I was losing, and then I'm buying lottery tickets every week, but nothing. Like,
okay, so here's the thing. If you're going to win the lottery, and you're meant to win the lottery, you only need to buy one ticket. That's all it takes. If you're not meant to win the lottery, you could buy 10,000 tickets and you won't win. So spend a dollar on a lottery ticket. That's it.
Okay.
Not multiples, but one.
Yeah. Well, what about the gambling? Should you stay away from that?
Gambling is not good for you right now. As a matter of fact, Gambling is probably the worst thing that you can be doing right now for lots of different reasons, but you always feel defeated afterwards. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And why would you want to feel defeated? You don't want to feel defeated. You want to feel successful. God didn't make you to be average, and you're not going to live an average life. So good things are going to happen, not only today, but they're going to start coming to you. And you're going to start manifesting this by envisioning it coming to you. And I'm not talking about, you know, people say, oh, think about it, envision it, it'll come to you. The truth is it really is going to come to you, so you just better start believing it because it's coming. But more importantly, you know the gambling is a bad habit. You put in good money after bad. If you had never gambled, you'd be a little better off right now. Am I right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. So it's kind of like ice cream sundaes. They're fun, but we really can't have them all the time because they're bad for us. And it's the same thing with gambling. You know, gambling's fun, but you shouldn't be doing it. Because for you and your position right now, it's a lose-lose situation.
Okay.
Okay, and you can pray to God for help with that. Are you having trouble stopping gambling?
No, that's under control.
Okay.
I don't have a gambling problem. That's under control.
Good deal.
It's just out of frustration and desperation for trying to get money.
I see money coming, but not until you have the opportunity to start this new job. And I see this coming in 2 to 3 weeks, 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Okay.
And the realtor that I was working for, is he going to come back in my life, or is he out of my life for good?
Right now, unfortunately, I've got a whole slew of callers I've got to take, so can't really keep. Otherwise, I would. I'm so sorry. But feel free to call me privately or call in next Wednesday night because I know finances are tight for you and we can try and get you back on. But I've got to take some of these other callers, okay, Barb?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Listen, God bless you and thank you for calling in. Good night
now.
She's very sweet.
Yes, she absolutely is.
Yeah. It's that's something we've talked about, the lottery tickets, if you're destined to win.
Well, and for me, I buy one a week.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And I'm determined I'm going to win.
And
so everybody else should just stop buying tickets because I'm just going to win.
That's the United States lottery and probably Florida lottery. So Barbara doesn't have to worry about it up there in Canada being a Canuck and all. But I would say this. You're right. One ticket is all you need to buy. If you're going to win, you're going to win with the one.
Well, and I see so many people, you know, going to 7-Eleven, you buy lottery tickets, and they're spending, oh, my gosh, hundreds of dollars.
And they're
like,
often people that can't afford it because you see what they've driven in their
way. Yes.
And it's probably if they weren't doing that, they could have made a car payment.
I know.
You know?
For me, a dollar or two a week I can afford.
Good.
Beyond that, I would never spend that kind of money.
I agree with you, and I think I've always felt like you were gonna hit the lottery.
Me too.
You know, I've always felt
like
you were.
See, so don't play.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna give you 50 cents each week. So I go 50 with you. There you go. I'm gonna buy myself that win now. But it's true. So $1 is all you need. If you're destined to win, you're gonna win.
Well, and right, if you're meant to win, you're gonna win.
Absolutely.
So buying hundreds of tickets, you know, you're going to win $10, $20 here and there.
Right.
But in the end, how much have you spent? Oh,
right.
My goodness.
Exactly. And so it's smart, especially in Barb's situation where finances are really tight right now. Right.
Well,
so.
I think especially when you get desperate.
Yes.
You feel like this is the only way.
Well, you think nothing's going to pull me out of this hole unless I win a whole lot of money. So, you know, this $10 I'm spending isn't going to save me. By saving the $10, but winning the lottery with the $10 could save me everything.
And I understand that
concept.
But that $10 can buy food.
Right, exactly.
You know.
Because the truth is, I always tell people, they always think things are so bad, but the reality is, until they've maybe down to their last few moments where they've just found out they've got a terminal disease, and they don't know whether tomorrow's going to come or not, they don't care what kind of house they're living in, as long as they have a roof over their head and food on the table and maybe the electric turned on.
Right.
Everything else, you know, who cares?
In the end, does it really matter?
In the end,
really?
It really doesn't matter. And I can promise each and every single one of you, not one of you is going to lay on your deathbed saying, oh, I wish I had a few more hours because I could have had a bigger house. Or
right.
I could have had a larger car, or I could have been driving a Mercedes, or I could have, you know.
Yeah,
no.
I don't picture anybody wishing.
No.
You can't take any of it with you, can you?
You can't. You can't take it with you. And more importantly, what do you think most people wish for in their deathbed? Just
more
time with their loved
yeah.
ones. That's all they ask for, more time with your loved ones. So for those who are looking for jobs and they're unemployed right now, and I know it sometimes can be really scary and hard and desperate situation, just know that the job market is picking up. Jobs are coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And take the time that you do have. Be blessed that you have family and or friends or both to spend it with. So there you go. Okay, we're going to take our next caller. The next caller is calling in from area code 480 with a prefix of 519.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Wonderful. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How
Hi,
are
Mike.
You?
I'm fantastic, as always.
And this is Mike from, am I correct, Michigan?
Once was, but now Arizona.
Arizona,
yeah.
That's right. There you go. So how
and,
are you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm fantastic. And I went on vacation last week to visit a friend in California. And, I'm going to move to California.
Oh, boy. Okay, so give us the details of California. What drew you to California? What made you love it so much?
Well, I went, and my friend lives up in Ojai, which I guess they kind of say is kind of like the Sedona, some degree energy wise to for California. It was just absolutely the energy and so forth of the various places that I was at, Ojai, Santa Barbara, and Ventura, was just absolutely fantastic, and it almost felt like home. And the weird thing was, my friend, she's like, she has, abilities as well, and she's like, when you get home, when you wake up Saturday morning, call me. I'm like, okay. And so when I got home on Friday night, I'm just kind of going, something's different. Something's not right. And then, because a few days early, because I wake up early every day, she's like, oh, do you ever wake up, like, grumpy or angry? I'm like, no, I'm a morning person. And I woke up Saturday morning. I wasn't angry, but I was irritated. I was moody. And I'm like, this never happened.
This is not you.
And, so I'm like, okay. And then as soon as I made this decision, I'm like, I'm going to move. It all just
Wow. So you're going to move out to the, like, Sedona area?
Well, no, I'm moving to Ventura, which the Sedona area is called, Ojai. It's up in the mountains. A lot of Indian, I don't believe that tribe's still in existence. But, I mean, a lot of the power is there. Everything like that, just absolutely peaceful as all get out. And but the thing is, the synchronicities that occurred while I was there, place to stay, people offering jobs while I got there, just for in the meanwhile, just to kind of meet the day to day stuff. Because again, I'm building a consulting business, and I'm just kind of going, wow, this is weird. And the fact is that I left my sales job to, I got frustrated with that, and I was just going to wait tables part-time, and the place that I went to work for, I told them I didn't want to start for a week because I wanted to go do this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they're like, be here tomorrow. I'm like, oh, all right, whatever. Well, that Friday, the health department came through and shut them down for a week.
Wow.
Until they fix and stuff. So I'm like, I'm going to California.
Right, yeah, there you go. Good for you. I mean,
it's almost like the synchronicities and just following recognizing the opportunities that were put forth. I'm like, this has to be the right move.
Wow, there you go. Well, the nickname of that city is Shangri-La. You know that.
No, I did not.
Mm-hmm. That is the nickname. And isn't it spelled O-J-A-I?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nickname is the Shangri-La. And you're right, there were Indians there for a long time, inhabited by Indians. And I think that I think you probably still have some descendants of that there. I'm going to tell you that this is a good place for you. It has really good energy. You're correct. The other thing that I see, though, is that I see, and I'm going to ask you this. Do you, and I don't know why I'm asking you this, but I have to ask you this because I feel like I need to. Do you feel like a connection to New Mexico at all, or the style, Spanish style of New Mexico? Almost like the Spanish colonial style, kind of the mix. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No, you know, it's not the first time that I've heard this.
Yeah.
Because when I was moving to Arizona, you know, even in my own development class, they're like, are you sure maybe not like El Paso or Santa Fe or mm-hmm. something like, or not El Paso, but they kind of, people would refer to New Mexico and maybe the Texas Panhandle. I mean, I drove through them on my way to Arizona, obviously, but other than driving through, I haven't had any, you know, interaction or, you know, spend any time there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that there is something very special about that area. There's a very special energy there. You're going to find, and I know this is going to sound weird to you, but maybe not. I think you're going to find what we call energy vortexes there, and I think you're going to be able to work within them. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying?
Yeah. You mean in California or in New Mexico?
In Ojai.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely, in the sense that because I have been working on my own mediumship for the past 3 years and have really done some energy work and so forth. And, you know, it's just kind of almost been accepted with the people that I met. Not that I'll be living in Ojai. I'll be living like 20 minutes down closer to the ocean. But it just felt right. And there was a woman told me that there's like vortexes just off the coast and so forth.
Yep, there definitely is. And it's definitely a place you're supposed to be. Like, this is the next stop on your journey. So good for you. This has a good feel. It's the right direction. Now, I know that's probably not why you were calling me, but I did want to share that with you. So how else can I help you tonight?
Yeah, well, again, I've really developed my pipeline, as they say in the business, with my consulting business and so forth, with various deals and so forth. And I got to feel... Because I've been running into walls the past couple years, and things really are starting to flow. I'm getting the people into contract. Whether they can follow through on their end is one thing, but I feel I'm getting close to that ultimate payday of, you know, of the business supporting itself.
I'm going to tell you, you're about 2 years away from the business supporting itself. Which is might seem like a long time, but it's really not when you think about it. I feel like you're about 2 years away. I feel like there's going to be a pretty good leap, a pretty good, almost like a burst forward, starting in October. Don't know why October, but that's what I'm seeing. So something's going to happen in October. When do you plan on making the move?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay, good. So that I guess I'm guessing, because it's just a guess, because I don't know why October is the month that I see this catapult forward, but it will be like that, and it'll be this like burst forward, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, the synchronicity of it all is going to blow your mind. But it will happen, and everything will come together, and it's almost like sitting back saying, if you had told me it was going to go this way, I wouldn't have believed it. You know, even if you had told me and outlined it, I would have said you were crazy. I couldn't have made these pieces of puzzle fit together if I wanted to, and yet everything will snap right into place. So from that, that'll be a big burst. And then again in June of next year. So October coming up and June of 2015, I see bursts in your business direction as well as in your personal life.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not even telling my family I'm moving again, because it's like tomorrow's been a year since I've been in Arizona, and they would just, I don't need that energy.
I don't blame you, because, you know, and the thing is, when you tell family, it's not that they're not happy for you. They worry about you, that's all. They just want to make sure, you know,
And I'll just show up and change my status on Facebook, and there you go.
And it's good that you have this flexibility. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't want you to be offended by this question, but you need to answer it honestly. Are you truly sure about your motives for moving to California? Are they people-related or are they location-related?
I think it's location-related.
Okay, that's important, okay? It's important because people will always be in your life at different levels and at different consistencies. But the location is the location, so it'd be important that the location is the draw for you. That's
good. Yeah, I'm not chasing a girl.
Okay. Well, see, I was trying to find a polite way to put that to you. but I think you get what I'm saying, because I feel like the location is what you need. But I really don't think that you are chasing a girl. I feel like it just filled your heart. For the first time in a really long time, you felt so free, so open, so welcomed that it was just like home to you. And that's why you're doing this. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the girl that I know that has, like, who's gifted as well and so forth, I mean, you know, good friends, you know, her boyfriend's really nice and so forth. So, I mean, that would be the only person that I knew from Michigan or anywhere that, you know, that lived there. So, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so.
Definitely, I definitely wouldn't run cross country to chase a girl.
No, good. I'm glad to hear. And I'm not saying that's the wrong thing to do if you were, but in this particular case, that's not the draw. There's other things. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if you deal with, believe in, have any experience with. Have you ever used mediumship skills?
Yeah. I've given readings before, and I'm just kind of, it's really just starting to explode for me.
Because I feel like there's going to be several hotels out there, older hotels that have been out there for a long time, have a lot of history to them, and I see you actually giving group talks and meetings there.
Really? Okay.
Uh-huh, I do. That might catch you by surprise, but I see that your mediumship skills, you have a way of connecting with those that have crossed over, unlike others, and I see it's going to make a huge difference to you. Mm-hmm, yeah. Yes,
wow,
I do.
I mean, I've had some pretty strong connections and so forth, and, you know, just like, wow, and how readings kind of came you know, into play, because, you know, one woman, after I moved, I mean, I just thought she was kind of fishing for, like, a free reading or something like that, and she had, and I ended up, I'm like, listen, I'm busy, I'm moving, blah, 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 you know, 6 or 7 times. She's like, I feel drawn to you, and I gave her a reading, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, well, you know, who's, you know, I got grandma here, blah, 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 and, you know, did she have a term of endearment for you? Like baby girls, this, that, and the other. But she's like, no, but my daughter who just died was named after, I called her that, and she was named after that grandmother. And I went, And had she told me my daughter just died, young, I'd like a reading, I would have said, hell no. I don't want responsibility.
See, and I thought you were going to go in the other direction and say, of course I would have read for her. But you're like, I know it is. It's tough. And I've been in those positions on several occasions. And let me tell you, you're never responsible for her comes through. And sometimes when people first pass, it takes months before they're able to come back across and communicate. So never feel like you're not doing your job if you're not able to communicate with the person they want to communicate with. The angels are going to let you communicate with the person that they need to communicate with, and that's more important. Okay.
Good to know.
I feel a really strong metaphysical reason for you to be where you're going to be going. So this is going to be great growth for you. Go for it. Thumbs up. Okay.
Awesome. Because I don't really feel that connection here in Phoenix, Scottsdale.
I know it's it's kind of weird. It's almost, I'm going to say the word commercialized. Even though you have it there, it's more commercialized. It's not the real deal completely. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, it's night and day difference between what I felt in Southern California compared to Scottsdale and North Phoenix where I've lived.
Right. There you go. Perfect. Well, enjoy it. Be safe. Remember, October and then June of next year, I see two big thrusts forward where finances and relationships are really going to come together for you, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Great to talk to you.
As always, you guys as well.
Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Touch base with us after you move.
I certainly will. Thanks.
Okay, Mike. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He's such a nice man, isn't he?
He definitely is.
He definitely is.
He likes to move around, doesn't he?
It's kind of exciting when you have the opportunity to do that.
I love to be able to just pick up and move.
I love the whole concept of RVing, and we used to RV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's like, it's like being a gypsy and being able to go wherever you want.
Yeah,
and,
whenever you want, that's awesome.
And then when you're tired of one location, you move to another. When you're tired of that one, you
mm-hmm.
go somewhere. It's like the coolest thing, you know? It's like really cool. Jessica won't let me talk about RVing anymore because on Saturdays, all the girls get together on Saturdays. We call it Adventure Saturday, and we pass usually on the freeway. And I'm not from California, so I can't believe I just said freeway. I was still channeling Mike. But when I pass this RV place, I always go off into my RV stories, and she's like, you are not going to talk about RVing again.
Every Saturday.
Listen,
RVing is great.
You get in your rig and you go, and then you like see a sign. You're like, okay, we'll go there. It takes 20 more miles. I don't care. And whatever this is, and it sounds cool. And it's so cool. It's so wonderful.
It is so cool.
It is. It is. You just, she thinks, forget it. You don't know what RVing is like till you
do. No, because I don't have an RV and I never have. I kind of like hotels, you know?
But RVing is like having a hotel.
Yeah, but you have to drive.
Yeah, but you have clean mattress that you know no one else slept in. You have clean bedding, your own pillows, your own blankets, your own shower, your own bathroom. And they have kitchens, not that I've ever used one in an RV, but they do have them. And it's great. You know, you have fireplaces in them. You have TV sets. You have internet, Wi-Fi, you name it. It's all good. You get satellite Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you do. Seriously. You can
get all that in a hotel room.
No, but can you go to the bathroom anywhere en route to your trip? No, you can't, because in a Vita or an RV, you can. You can be going down the road and have
you know
the
what?
Urge.
That really is not an attraction. Sorry.
Listen, when you have two kids, two girls, someone's always, and no one ever goes to the bathroom at the same time. It makes
that's
me crazy.
True.
It works out pretty good. Okay, I know. I've said so much
I've
more
than
I should.
I've had this conversation so many times.
And you're going to hear it this Saturday,
your middle
too.
Name is RV.
RV.
Jenny, Dr. RV
Janelle. I love it. All right, we're going to take our next caller. Our next caller is calling in from area code 727 with the prefix of 844. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. Hi, Jessica. My name is Carol, and I'm calling from Spring Hill, Florida.
Hi, Carol from Spring Hill, Florida.
Hi.
You know, Spring Hill, Florida was a... built by the Mackle brothers, was it not?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was. You have the streets named Saxon and Elkham out there. And because the Mackle brothers, spelled backwards, is Elkham. These are little bits of trivia that I should not be taking any space in my brain with, so let's forget I even said it. On that note, Carol, how can I help you?
Oh, well, my house is up for sale. And
okay.
It's interesting that you picked up on New Mexico from the gentleman before, because I'm thinking about either Albuquerque or Austin or maybe San Antonio, Texas, or somewhere in North Carolina. I'm not really sure. I've been looking and making my lists, and I just signed for each one.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is what I'm going to say to you. as far as that goes.
Okay.
I'm asking, and I'm not going to respond till I get something. I'm getting two different things here. But I am going to tell you that Albuquerque, New Mexico is the strongest thing I'm getting.
Okay.
I'm getting it really, really strong. Now, Carol, why do I get a strong connection to you as far as being intuitive? What is this? What am I feeling here?
Well, I do readings for people. I've been doing, like, volunteer work as teaching metaphysical classes at my friend's shop.
Ah.
I just do readings and stuff for friends and their families and stuff. Just
so that would be why I'm feeling this.
Okay.
That totally explains it, because I feel it really strongly, and so that's why I was asking you. So I'm glad that you're doing it. You're definitely in the right field. Would you be doing that out in Albuquerque as well?
Yes, and also I'm a writer and an artist photographer.
And that's where the that's where I was getting the intuitive and the artist connection. And it was really kind of throwing me off at first, because I actually thought you did angel photos or pictures. I don't know why I felt that, but that's what I was feeling. So, I think I was just feeling the intuitive part and also the artistic part. But do you do angel photos?
I have angel cards, but a lot of times in my photographs, I get images of angels in the clouds. There's also there's just that feeling of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the photographs and the images, whether it's flowers or animals or, I live near the ocean. So I know that, like, the divine connection is, it's always around.
Well, always around you, and it's very, very strong. So what I want to tell you is the move, right move. Not Arizona, New Mexico, Albuquerque, or an outlying area.
Okay.
I do feel that you're going to be strongly involved with that when you move as well. And I think I see it being all tied together. How? I'm not sure exactly. That's something for you to decide. But I think you're going to use your current teaching abilities and skills and knowledge. But I see it coming that together, and you're going to create quite a name for yourself. But you need to focus on that, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, guys. You're such a blessing to everyone.
Well, thank you so much. It was so kind of you to call in tonight, and I do appreciate you taking the time, and I wish you many blessings. So good luck, and touch back with us again after you make your move, and let us know how you're doing.
Yes. By any chance, do you have any feel for when the house will be sold? I've asked.
Let me see here.
Most
what I'm getting is, and I know this is further away than you'd like it to be, but I see September.
Okay.
I know that's longer than you want, but that's what I'm getting.
Right.
Now, it could be that the house will sell before then, but you won't move till September. But September is when I see the move taking place.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Yep.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you. Same to you, Carol.
Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now, and God bless.
Bye.
She was so sweet.
She is sweet.
Aw, that was nice.
That was super nice.
I think that she has really good energy, and she definitely does have the ability to read. There's no doubt about this. Speaking of reading, by the way, today that I thought was kind of interesting, there is a show in Pakistan that was just actually, they withdraw the charges of attempted murder against him. And pretty much when they did that, the baby yawned and drank out of his baba, his bottle, because he was charged along with his family last week after a mob protesting gas cuts and price increases stoned the police and gas company workers trying to collect the overdue bills. And he was charged as an assistant, attempted murder or something. They decided to let the little boy go. Wasn't that nice of them?
Oh, my gosh.
Way to go, Pakistan. If I had a buzzer, I'd buzz you right now. What a, can you imagine?
That's bizarre.
That's bizarre. But this one I thought is really cool. And this, I think about this, and I wonder if others think this way too. And I know you do too. A boy digging a trout pond in his backyard finds 1,000-year-old remains of a body. So in Salt Lake City, Utah, a 14-year-old boy digging up a trout pond for his dad in the backyard of his father's Utah home stumbled across the remains of an American Indian who lived about 1,000 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And experts from the Utah Department of Heritage and Arts spent, you know, most of Friday removing the remains. Medical examiners as those of a person from a millennium ago, 1,000. And
I knew that.
See, I'm glad you did. You know, I used to think millennium meant million because I'm an idiot. But anyway, anyway, they investigated the site for all kinds of archaeological clues, and this little boy, he was in ninth grade, and he made the discovery. And they say that humans have occupied the valley for 10,000 years. According to the Salt Lake City Tribune. But a forensic anthropologist is going to analyze it so they can figure out the person's sex and cultural affiliation. And I just thought that was really neat. And of course, they also found his six wives because this was in Utah.
What?
Well, you know, Utah, Mormon.
Utah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Darn it. Okay, in any event, no, they didn't really find his six wives. But they did find the remains. And initially he thought it was an animal bone, and then he saw what looked like a human skull, and then it definitely was a bit creepy, the boy said. And he says, I really do think there's other bones nearby, and I don't think that it's unlikely or that it was luck that I stumbled across this. I like his attitude. But here's the interesting thing. How many times have we driven by construction sites or where they're building roadways?
Uh-huh.
I would think to myself, you know, they're moving all this dirt around all over Florida,
as
you know, is always under construction. So I'm sure that they must come across stuff like this. How come we never hear about it? I think we don't hear about it because they don't want the site closed down. And I'm just, you know.
Well, you know, the boss goes, bones, no. Get rid of them.
Yeah, really. We don't see nothing. Plow them under. We
right.
know nothing. We see nothing.
Right.
I'm not saying they do this, but I'm just.
Oh, come on.
I'm just thinking, how come no one ever came across any of these bones? How is that possible? Yet it's always the individual families that come across the bones and the stuff like this in places. So is it because they never find them, or because it just is some fluke of nature that none of the construction workers ever find these things?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
And so I have to ask you, because you used to work in the construction
mm-hmm.
industry, did you ever hear of anything like that?
Nope.
Did you ever hear of an endangered species being on a property
yes.
or a lot?
Yes.
And what did your company do?
Well, there was an area. Oh, what did they do? There was a small area that they couldn't build on.
Uh-huh.
But I know there were other
areas.
Areas mm-hmm. that they kind of went, no.
No, we don't know anything about
yeah.
this. It's okay, yeah. I would imagine, I know that the, was it the scrub jay, the blue scrub jay or something like that? If that.
No, it was something else. I don't remember. Is that terrible? I don't
yeah.
remember what it was.
Well, probably. You probably had a blanket out of your mind so that you could go to jail. but you know, you do wonder, and I just wonder how many other archaeological artifacts that we don't know about and haven't seen because, you know, it's plowed under in the name of growth.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
Right, right. Well, and I think that happens a lot. And, you know, it's a shame. There's probably so many amazing things that we could have discovered.
I know, right?
The problem is, I mean, if they discover something, then it just slows their project. It stops it completely.
Well, I know it does, and that makes it kind of
bad. And that's a shame. You should be able to go in, get what it is,
yeah,
leave.
Go in, take it out. But what if they discover a wonderful, you know.
Well, it could be a whole village
right,
or whatever.
And then all of a sudden your housing complex is done, Finny. And I understand the builder's perspective, but from a human perspective and someone who loves history, right, that would be like, stop, dig it, let's find out
absolutely.
What to do.
Absolutely. That would have been my thought. But, you know, when you have payroll and you have all these different things on the line,
mm-hmm.
you know, it affects your decisions.
It really does affect your decisions, so it makes it kind of hard. But just an interesting thing, I thought, you know, here in Utah, 1,000-year-old bone in your backyard.
That's so cool.
So cool.
I used to, as a kid, always dig holes in my backyard. I always thought I was going to find dinosaurs or something.
See, what's weird is I used to I told you to drop me at Rock Hammer.
Aww.
I was just.
You're like a mini geologist.
I still, to this day, love minerals and gems, and I love that.
I love that too.
Yeah.
And buried treasure has always been a thing too.
I can't reveal my story right now. I have to wait until August. But in August, I'm going to tell you all a story that will blow your minds. So in August,
blow our minds.
It will blow your minds.
Like
yeah.
blow our brains off.
It'll be like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't reveal it to August, and we'll know I talked about it on this show, and that way you'll know what I'm telling you is absolutely legit, so it's kind of cool. But it has to do with buried treasure, maybe. Just saying.
Okay.
Maybe. That's all I'm saying. All right. On that note, we'll go ahead and take our next caller. And our next caller is calling in from area code 917 with a prefix of 705. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good.
You're good. What's your name?
Ashiel. A-S-H-I-L.
Okay. Hi, Ashiel. How can I help you?
I'm just trying to see what's coming up in terms of my love life and the career, if it's possible.
You had somebody that was important in your life. That got messed up. Am I correct?
Yeah, somebody that I liked, it didn't work out. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You said it didn't work out. Why didn't it work out? Was there a trust issue?
No. I've just give my best, and I feel like when my best is not good enough, I just move on, you know?
Okay. The reason why I'm saying that to you is that I'm getting here that there's something about the way you're handling things that you need to change to have a successful relationship. I'm not quite sure what it is, so give me a minute here to figure this out. The first thing the angels are telling me is you have certain expectations in a relationship. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And if those expectations are not met, for you, that person or that relationship is not going to go the way you want, and you have a tendency to move on. And I know in your mind you think you're very patient, but actually what I'm being shown is that patience isn't really your strength. Does that make sense?
I thought I was patient. You know, I thought.
They're telling me that, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they're telling me when it comes to relationships, patience is not your strength. And so what I think is you have a very defined set of character that you're looking for in another individual. And if they don't possess those characteristics, I feel like you tend to move on sooner rather than later, not giving that individual a chance to grow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that. That's something that I've actually been changing. I've learned to become a little more patient. If I see something in terms of someone, you know, I don't like some things, I just back off a little bit, but I just don't move forward. I just give it some more time and see what happens.
Good. That's important because I see that with that being under control and with you giving the allotted time that would need to be given, I do see growth for you and I do see a relationship. I don't see a solid love relationship until July of next year. I'd like to tell you it was this year. And it doesn't mean you won't find somebody this year, but I don't see a love relationship for you until July of next year. But then I see that it's all out, 100% true commitment all the way.
Yeah, I don't mind even dating, to be honest with you. I mean, that's not easy, to be honest. You know, it's just... sometimes I'm interested in someone, I've started giving a little attention, and the minute I give them attention, some of them start playing games, and that kind of turns me off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I understand.
So that's usually why I move forward. That's one of the reasons when I start playing games like that, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I move on.
Right.
You know, I'm always trying to be nice, and, you know, this time around, there's somebody else that I was, interested in, And, you know, I started, you know, having conversation. Then I noticed the games again. So this time around, I said, no, I'm not going to move forward. Let me just back off a little bit and give some time and see and be patient. So I don't know what's, you know.
Right. No, I agree. I think when somebody's playing games, you need to back off. You don't like to be the hunter, though.
I try to, but then, you know, after, you know, dealing with little games in here, and that just doesn't turn me on at all. It kind of maybe turns some other guys on, but for me, it just kind of turned me off.
Which is contrary to what most women believe. Most women believe that men want to hunt, and therefore they give them the hunt. And I think what would be important for you in any new relationship that you have is that you explain right from the get-go the thing that turns you off in a relationship is the games. You're just not going to play the games. If you have to prove yourself to somebody, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and I try to be straightforward. I start a conversation that's going to show my interest, so let's talk some more. You know what I mean? There's no the way I approach somebody is pretty much direct that way. You know, after all, like, when you have a time, let's have a conversation. That's usually where we start. But somehow, when I start giving someone attention, they start getting overly confident in something. I don't know what it is.
Right.
And they start playing those games, and I just start, you know.
Well, and again, like I said, tell them in advance you're not going to play the games. And if they want to play the games, you will immediately leave. But remember this. Patience is a virtue, and in this case, you need to show some patience, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, very good.
Being patient is this one right now, so we'll see
why. Why is the number 3 important to you? What does the number 3 represent to you?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll make sure I write it down, but...
Number 3 is important to you. So birthday, how long are you... something 3. It's something 3. Something 3 is important.
I'm probably going to remember after I hung up, but, you know, I'll definitely be keeping note of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead, please.
No, I was going to say, can you pick up a little bit on a career if you have time, or that's all you have for me?
One thing I could tell you as far as career goes is that you're already working in a career. You've got a job currently.
No, believe it or not, I had a business. And I had a business partner kind of, you know,
cheat you.
Mm-hmm. Betrayed
me.
Thing,
I call it cheat, but that's okay. I do see the self-employment part of you. That's what I was, and that's why I thought you were still self-employed, because I see this. Like, you don't work well with others. And when I say with others, it's not because you're not nice or fair. You have a really good work ethic. Most people don't. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so you get frustrated with them. And rightfully so, because you end up doing them 70% of the work for 50% of the cut, and at some point in time you're going to say, that's enough, I'm not doing it anymore, and that's all there's going to be to it. So I do see you opening another business again. Now, were you in a retail business?
Yeah, we had a retail store, we had the clothing line, but I'm not sure what direction I'm going to do this time around. So.
Well, I see you being in another retail business, but I see... And this is going to sound so insane, but I'm going to say it anyway because it is what I see. All right. Now, and don't laugh at this when I say it. I don't think you're going to be selling porcelain fountains, but I do see some kind of statue or some kind of fixture. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure, but, you know, I'm open, so...
You're going to be importing something, and what you import from another country is what you're going to be selling. They're going to be unique and hot, and you're going to run pretty good for 5 to 6 years with that. Then you'll bring on other products. You'll eventually sell after 10 years, and you'll do something else. But that's what I see happening. And you will be importing the product that you'll be selling.
Yeah, right now, I don't have the idea what it is, but I totally, like I said, I'm open. And I've been kind of asking the universe if I could do something a little different than what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So
I see this is going to be it. And I can't explain to you how or what it is, but I know it's going to happen. And you will know somebody somewhere else in another country who already has a connection to this, and so they float some of the product costs. They float. You only pay the shipping cost, and they're going to float that for you, which is huge. Okay. I want you to go on what's it called? Alibaba, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And I want you to start looking at some of those products. It could be masonry related, but whatever, a porcelain fountain, statuary would be made out of. That's what I want you to look under.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that whatever is going to be my next business, it's going to be something different. That's going to be bring me success. So that
I agree.
I totally agree. Yeah, I've got a feeling that it's going to be something completely different that people are going to be really, really going for.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. And I see it too. So I'm going to say good luck with that. That's going to bring you much success. I hope this reading was good for you tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, thank you for the mentioning the patience part. I've been working on it. And, you know, I keep you posted.
Good. You're very welcome. Thank you. And God bless you. And, folks, we'll be back in 2 minutes and 48 seconds.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Blowing
the answer
wind.
Is blowing in
blowing
the wind.
Blowing in the wind. Woohoo! That's Bob Dylan, blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the
wind.
Wow,
it sounded like a hurricane there for a minute.
Well, I know. I just had to do that. I was just doing my own sound effects. There you go. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. Call from 313 with a prefix of 213. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Hello? We're calling. We've got caller 313 with a prefix of 213. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Okay, we'll just put that caller back on. There we go. Let's try it again. 313, 213. Hi, you're live on the air.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing good. This is Eric, Dr. Jenny. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Eric. How are you?
I am doing great after today. I'm doing good.
Well, after today, well, what happened to you today?
Well, I got another, actually, I got a job that I wanted.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, at the other job, I was kind of getting tired of it, but really I had no choice.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm still actually going to do the right thing, and, you know, I can only put in a week because everything's so hard with this other job. So pretty much now, for good, I'll be down at the airport. I still have two jobs, but it should be at the airport.
Fantastic.
I just want to call actually tell you that everything you have told me was actually right. I was trying to actually, you know, I know you was busy last Wednesday. I listened to the show. Well, it was last Wednesday, but, you know, you was busy, so.
Oh, God bless you. You're so sweet.
Thank you. I was actually calling for to ask you, now, as far as this new job is concerned, I kind of see myself actually strongly moving up with that job. Now, what do you see?
I see that you finally hit the maturity level point where you will move up. You know, one of the things that has held you back in other positions in the past is little slip-ups, what I call mistakes because of age, maturity, trying to get by with what you can. You know what I'm talking about. And I see you finally reached the maturity level to actually be at the right time, at the right place, and I see you're going to be able to take advantage of that. So I see that's going to go really well for you, and I do see that this job opportunity is going to afford you upward mobility. So you can grow with this company if you keep your nose clean here. You will grow.
Okay. So how long do you see to? I think I'm moving as a lead quite soon because the job I'm at is kind of what I have experience in as far as ramp is concerned. So how soon do you see that me actually moving up to
a lead?
I'm
getting the number 6. So that could be the month of June, the end of June, or it could be 6 months from now. But I'm getting the number 6. We're going to say, you know, month of June seems a bit quick, so I'm thinking it will be by December or November. But I do see that it's going to go fairly quickly. Well, you know, actually, it could be by the month of October, too, because that would be 6 months from now. So we're going to say either June or October. But I feel like it'll be October because I can't see you moving up that quick, you know, because you just got it, you know what I mean? So within 2 months, although it's certainly possible. But you keep your nose to the grindstone this time. Don't let anything, no matter what, have that good angel on your shoulder always tell you what to do, okay?
Okay. And one last thing before I get off on, I'm actually want to move quite soon. When do you see me moving?
I actually see you having the opportunity to move in May. And, you know, that means you're going to be putting out more money. You know that, right?
Yeah. But I actually came up with a thought in my head, August. Now, by August, I should actually be okay.
I'm going to tell you, you don't have to move too quick and you don't have to rush it. Because, like, I feel like if you rush it, you'll be putting more pressure on yourself to do things that you really don't want to do. So don't feel like you have to rush it, okay?
Okay. Like I said, I do actually appreciate you taking my call today. Well, tonight, rather. I know you're a busy lady as of, you know, lately, but I do appreciate you. Like, I've been talking to you for about 2 years, and you have me a big time.
Yeah. And actually, we've been talking, do you know, Eric, we've been talking for close to 4 years now.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, we
you
have.
You know, well, nowadays, the way I work, I forget the days of the week, the dates.
You know, that's because talking to me is so pleasant and the time goes by so quick.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Eric, God bless you. Thank you for calling in and thank you for sharing those kind words. Good luck. That job is right for you, you know. Stick to it. You'll do well, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Take care now, and God bless.
Bye-bye.
We love Eric. He's such a sweetheart. He's such a good boy, you know. He's such
a
good kid.
He is.
I mean, he tries. He's he's kind of like, and he will not appreciate me saying this, but I'm going to, he reminds me of Pinocchio a little bit.
Pinocchio?
Pinocchio, let me explain. Because he, remember in Pinocchio, he was just a good boy. He was just a good boy with a good heart who always wanted to do the right thing, who once in a while did something he wasn't supposed to, and that would set him back a little bit.
Right.
But ultimately, he was just a good kid, little Pinocchio, and that's kind of what Eric is. He's just a good kid. He's a nice person. He's got a big heart, and he really tries hard. And he's smart, and people don't give him credit for as smart as he is.
Right. You know, well, it sounds like his life is going in the right direction.
It definitely is, and he's going to have some, and I'm sure his mother is as proud as could be because he's really gotten it together. So that's really good. I'm really proud of him. He's doing well. So good for him. That's great. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller. And that caller is calling from 256 with a prefix of 473. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Kimberly.
Kimberly from Georgia?
Yep.
Great. Kimberly, how are you doing?
I'm great. What about yourself?
We are doing really well and keeping really busy. How can I help you tonight?
I really want to know what I can do creatively to start using my right brain, because right now I'm kind of burnt out with teaching. I'm applying to PA school, but I really want to do something that's going to boost my creativity.
Okay. So there's a couple of things that you can do to help the right side of your brain become, I would say, more active, or how to tap into it, okay? Now, one of the things that I always tell people is painting. And you might say, well, I'm not an artist. I really don't, you know how to do that. But the reality is that if you paint anything that's impulsive or creative, you're already accessing and tapping into the right side of the brain, okay? I will tell you this, though. The brain is like a muscle, and that you use it or lose it, all right? So one of the things you might want to do, and I personally have done this for years, is I'm ambidextrous. So I can write with my right hand or my left hand. I can use a fork with my right or my left hand. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a lefty, so when I use my right hand, sometimes it doesn't quite end up in my mouth. But believe me, with my body, that's okay. So I think if you use both your left and your right hand, you're going to be actually exercising both sides of your brain, okay? Those are just some simple things that you can do. I know that Oprah had done a show a while back on how to tap into the right brain thinking, okay? And one of the things that she came up with is working, as I recall, is kind of coming up with different ideas and thoughts all the time and always having to rely on your own creativity. Well, maybe one of the things you can do, because you're more of a left-side thinker, so think how you could take what you're currently doing with your left side of your brain and make it more creative. So if you have a concept or an idea for business, why not take it and create a T-shirt for that idea, or create a logo, or create a web page, even if you're not actually going to use it. Creating it will then connect the left and the right side together, so you're drawing on both sides of the brain. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the creativity that is most important. I know that, the most analytically thinking people have a really hard time, like, when I talk to them and say, okay, I want you to think of a flower really quickly, what color is it and what kind is it, they just shut down completely, okay, because they can't imagine in their mind's eye a flower, whether it be red, blue, yellow, green, or purple. They just can't do it. So it's really important to start using imagery as well in your thought process. So instead of just saying, okay, X equals Y equals 1, 2, 3, the analytical mind, I want you to start thinking about things in pictures and shapes. I want you to start seeing the scenarios play out in your head before you actually do them. That will be activating and tapping into the right side of your brain.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay? And also, I want you to sit down tonight, and I want you to write your name. Okay? And I can do this even in cursive. I practice it. And when you do that, you will be surprised. That's type. You are right-handed, correct?
Right.
Yep, yeah. I know that because you're very analytical. You have the engineer mentality, so you would be right-handed. So I want you to start tapping into the left hand. So you're going to start writing with your left hand, because when you write with your left hand, you'll be using the right side of your brain, which is what you want to do. And start doing other things with your left hand. Try picking up a fork and eating. Yeah? Try eating soup with it. When you can eat soup with your left hand, you have really tapped into the right side of your brain.
I can't do that.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how it exercises the opposite side of your brain that's really turning to mush. It really helps. And let me tell you that the most successful people in the world are people who are left and right side thinkers. People
really?
Who have the artistic and the engineer mentality combined are
yeah.
truly some of the most successful people in the world. Would you agree?
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They really are. Kimberly, do you agree?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. It's truly, they're the most successful people in the world. So you do those things, and I think you'll be okay, all right?
Okay.
All right, listen, hon, thanks so much for calling in. You take care, and God bless. And we're going to go ahead and play us out now with a little bit of Let It Shine with the Age of Aquarius. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday, 7 p.m. We'll see you then. Take care, and God bless all.